Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Well, let me encourage you from this very powerful scripture of Exodus chapter 33 and verse 22. And the Bible says, "And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover thee with my hand while I pass by." This was the communication of God with his servant Moses. And Moses prayed a prayer. He said, "Lord, I want to see your glory. I want to see your face." God said, "You can't see my face. No man can see me and live. He will die." But yet God in his grace, you know, wanted to reveal himself unto Moses. And he says, "Well, Moses, I will hide you in the cleft of the rock so that you will not die, and yet you will see my back parts, my visage will pass by you, and you can see me, and you can experience my presence." How awesome our God is, that he desires to bless us, to reveal himself unto us. At the prayer of Moses, he loved Moses dearly. He was the friend of God, the Bible records. The most meek man ever walked on earth. God testifies about the meekness of Moses. And he says, you know, he grants the petition of Moses. And yet in his grace, he covers him in the cleft of the rock. My dear brothers and sisters, you know, no matter what, either you have the magnanimity of the Lord God Almighty, the magnificence of God, where probably you may not be in a position to handle his glory. He says, "I will hide you in the cleft of the rock. I will preserve you. I will preserve your soul. I'll preserve your life. I will bless you. I will protect you." And that's what really, you know, enamors my life, to know and understand that, hey, our God is an awesome God. He's an awesome, wonderful God. Yet he reveals his glory, his persona, his personality, his visage unto his people, even in this era. And we thank God for that. I was listening to Fanny Crosby's beautiful hymn that she wrote. You know, the story of Fanny Crosby is that, you know, when she wrote "Rivers of Pleasure I See, with numberless blessings each moment he crowns, and I sing in my rapture," she revealed the triumph God gave her over a life of blindness. At least 8,000 gospel songs were written by this godly woman. She lived to be 95 years of age and traveled extensively in her later years as a speaker throughout the country. She said it was her continual prayer that God would allow her to lead to Christ every person she contacted. Only eternity will reveal the host of lives that have been directed to God through the life and hymns of Fanny Crosby. My dear brothers and sisters, she wrote this beautiful, beautiful song. "He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand." I like what Psalmist David said in Psalm 27 verses 4 and 5. He says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock." Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, I thank you, Lord. I pray that, Lord, Father, you are an awesome God, great God. Father, we are in awe of your glory, of your greatness. You are a magnificent God, almighty Savior. You fill the entire universe. You are the creator of it, O God. And we want to say thank you for that. Lord, today we thank you that you being an awesome, powerful, mighty God, yet you revealed yourself to Moses. And Lord, you preserved his life. You hid him in the cleft of the rock. Even today, you will hide us in the cleft of the rock and show us your glory. Show us your visage. Reveal your presence unto us, O God. That, Lord, the tangibly and intangibly, we will understand the glory of God, the Shekinah glory of God that is with us and in us. And we will honor you and bless you. And Father, we will revel in your glory and praise you and magnify you. Today, Lord God Almighty, I thank you for your flock, Lord. As your people, O Lord God Almighty, step out to their jobs, to their businesses, and running the errands for the day, I pray you will bless them. Like Fanny Crosby, who prayed, O Lord God Almighty, though blind, she wrote 8,000 hymns, O Father. Millions of people have sung the songs, and they still sing her songs. O Lord, and how many people's lives are impacted with salvation? I pray, give us that burden in our souls and our spirit, O God, that like Fanny, we will also pray, give us the souls, O Lord God Almighty, in our marketplace when we step out, when we meet with our clients, when we meet, O Lord, with our customers. Lord, we will preach the gospel, we'll share the love of Jesus, and many will be saved, healed, delivered, and added into your kingdom. I pray for the ones who are sick. They will be healed in Jesus' name. Healing is the bread of the believers. And Father, I thank you that by your wounds and by your stripes, they are healed and made well. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We bless you. We love you. And we give you the glory and the honor. Father God, I bless your flock in the name of the Lord God Almighty. I bless your people, O Father. They are your heritage, bought by your blood, filled by you with your spirit. I pray you will perfect everything that concerneth their lives, and you will be magnified. We give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a wonderful weekend ahead of you. And don't forget to go to church and worship Jesus and bring someone along into the house of God. God bless you.